Okay, so we are going to start the next talk. The next talk is about optimizing your core application for integration, learnings from integrating open projects with Nextcloud.
Yeah, thank you. And hello, everyone. My name is Wieland Lindenthal. I'm one of the lucky co-founders of Open Project. And today I'm here because I'm also the managing engineer of the Open Project Nextcloud integration. And just to get the first thing, so the most important messages out right now, I assume that here are more core developers of open source software, collaboration softwares, and also product managers here in the room. So for you, please take home this message: prioritize integrations on your roadmap, okay? So right now is a great moment where the public sector, not only the public sector, but many people ask for integrations, that we integrate our open source software together to provide an alternative to the Office 365, to the Google Cloud, to Google applications, and so on. Right now, people ask us that we join together forces, so together that we are stronger and become stronger in each single application, so that we provide an alternative to the big techs. Okay, so integrations are really important. And with that, every single application, if we integrate, every single application doesn't need to do what the other application does. So we can focus on our own stuff and get better in our own silo, on our own puzzle piece of the big picture. Now the bad news. Building integrations is unnecessarily hard. The good news is you always encounter the same problems again and again. So they're kind of predictable what is going to fail when you do an integration. So my call out here is please drink your own champagne and participate as core developers in the integration projects that integrate into your system, because then you see the issues that people face when integrating. Because integrations are amazing, right? Just imagine what the web would be without a link, or a browser would be without extension, or a mobile phone without application. It would be boring, right? And it's just unpredictable what integrations come out if you just let people do. And people have great ideas. So the one example of such a great idea was the public sector. The city of Cologne and the University of Duisburg-Essen approached us with the idea of, hey, you at Open Project, we like you really, really much for organizing work, organizing tasks, organizing our teams. And we also use Nextcloud for organizing our files, to share the files with our people. And we always can find the same problem again and again. Where are the files for our tasks? So when you do some work, you do a real job, you usually need some files as input, you know, to work on the task, and then at the end, you need to deliver some files and put them somewhere, and you need to communicate someone where the files are. So why not tracking that at the same entity, which is the ticket, we call it a work package, and solve that problem and have some real integrity between the two systems, like work package and real ID linking to the files in Nextcloud. So for the last year, roughly 8 people were working on this deep integration. A lot of people, because it's pretty hard. But anyway, so what we got is what you can see here is like an open project with a work package, and you can see there's some tasks like second fermentation dough. You want to do this, you want to have a nice pizza, and on the right hand side you have the files tab where you see all the files that are related. And now it's not only that you have attachments which were there already in Open Project before, you can also add multiple Nextcloud instances to your open project and say, okay, these files should be stored here with that contributor, these files should be stored there with this client, with this subcontractor. So you can have multiple open Nextcloud instances connected to Open Project. And you will always see which files are relevant for finishing a task and where you should put the files when you're ready and done. And you hand over the task to the next one, the next assignee, let's say, and you follow a workflow process with an open project. And on the other side, on Nextcloud, when you're on a file or you're on a folder, you can see where these files or folders are relevant and which task and which business processes they come up. So you can see here on the right-hand side, we have this open project tab. They can see, okay, this file is relevant in two places and two work packages. You can quickly see in what status they are in. So that the problem of where are the files for my task are finally solved. Now, I want to get a little bit deeper into the architecture of that thing because we want to talk about problems that come with integrations. So it's a very, very high level architecture picture. As you can see, there's an open project server, there's a Nextcloud server, there's an open project front end that runs in the browser in the same browser that runs the Nextcloud front end, say in different browser windows. And for this integration, we extended the open project core. So it's not a plugin, it's right in the open project core, which extends the open project front end. And on the Nextcloud side, we put everything into a Nextcloud app, which is basically a bundle of code that you execute within Nextcloud. Or you could call it a plugin or extension. So, and that plugin extends the Nextcloud server and also the Nextcloud front end. What we chose to for the communication between the two systems is that we want that every user, because users have permissions on the one system and users have permissions on the other system, we wanted to make sure that these things match up. Okay, so that an open project user that is looking for a file can only see files of, can only select files to link them that he or she has access to. And but at the same time, we wanted to make sure that all linked files are visible to all users because someone says, like, this is the relevant file. Maybe you don't have access, but you should know that these files exist. So we have these references by file ID from Open Project to Nextcloud. And the other way around, of course, as well, when you're on Nextcloud and you saw these files linked, the work packages linked, you also should only link those work packages that you have access to. So work packages are organized in projects. You're a member of a project or not. So depending on this, you have access or not. So we need to have some one-on-one matching between the users. So we use OAuth for this one-on-one matching. So users are always authenticated and don't need to re-authenticate every time they log in. Okay. So, but there's one thing on the on this architecture you can already spot maybe that smells like trouble. That is the arrow in the middle that goes from the Open Project front end directly to Nextcloud. Because that is a request, a cross-site request in the browser between two domains. And here's where trouble starts. But we'll come to this later. So, cliffhanger. from this work, I just want to come up with a couple of things that are lessons learned, and I would just like point them out for you to think and digest a little bit what it means to your project. If you want to have integrations, of course, provide an API. That's obvious. Nextcloud and Open Project does that pretty well, I think. We have docs and examples. But then the tiny things start. You know, like, okay, you have an API. You think it's cool and safe. But in the example of this direct access that I set on the architecture image, this is about direct file upload and downloads. So this is something that is kind of obvious that you don't want to send the data through the Open Project server, like let's say if you're 1 gigabyte movie, and then to Nextcloud, you want to upload this directly or download this directly to the Open Project front end. So it turns out the API that Nextcloud provides for this thing is working-ish, but not, you know, in a way that it did not work. Okay, it didn't work, but it was really unfortunate because they had everything in place. But I bet they never had the scenario in their own company to use that in a cross-site domain environment, and so they didn't come across like twice course problems. You know, your course security in the browser that prevents you to do stuff that you shouldn't do in the browser. It's like browser security features. And if you just have non-browser clients, these things don't show up. If you just have a Nextcloud client on your desktop, these things don't show up. They are not browser context. So my lessons learned is here. also for us, open project. We are not safe in these fields neither. Make sure that if you provide an API, also test it in a browser setting, right? And not just write it and hope it works. You have these course preflights. You need to check if the course preflight itself doesn't fail, right? There can be issues. Okay, another one, a tiny one, but I need to say this. You know, we as Open Project, we want to link files. And these files, we don't reference by path, because the path is different for every user, or can be different for every user. Because if you get a file shared with you and you save it in your Nextcloud with a different file name, the path is completely different. And it doesn't work for the other user. They say another user, there's an Open Project project. So we need to reference the file. But there's no API for getting files. Thanks. For getting files by ID, especially not if you want to know what is the original file name that the owner of the file gave to the file, or if you want to know if the file was already deleted, if it was trashed, it was in the trash bin. Information like this, we want to ask them frequently in order to update our knowledge about the file on Open Project. It wasn't there, probably never needed on the Nextcloud side. So that's cool. They don't need it, but yeah, kind of obvious. This the main objects of Nextcloud, and we need them. We need the information. And this problem became visible here. If you want to allow integrations into your system, well, creating a plugin interface is a great idea. Open Project has a plugin interface. You can extend the Open Project code as you like. You need to be the server admin in order to make it run. Nextcloud is much ahead in that sense. They have the App Store. You just can click and from a catalog, and not as a server administrator, but as an application administrator, who doesn't like to talk to server administrators, you can simply download, install extensions to Nextcloud. It's in the core of Nextcloud, and that's really, really cool. It's amazing, and I'm jealous. I would love to have this Open Project. Yeah. It's all PHP, you know.
Actually, no. The App Store, I think, is Ruby.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, tomorrow it's done. No, joking.
It could also be Python. I just know something.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
I don't know how much you care about whether it's either of
these. Okay, so once you have this plugin interface built or in your application, then that the typical things that every person that is implementing this interface comes across. For example, if you want to have cross-site fetching, cross-site calls, you need to allow in that application extend the content security policy for cross-site requests. And there's something, for example, that we discovered that Open Project did not allow or make easy in the first place. So we had to extend that. It's a typical one. It only, you know, in the theory, everything is working, and then you run it in your browser, and in the very last moment of implementing all the features, you see it's not working because of content security policy. Okay, that's a nice one. So when you're like an application administrator in Open Project, and you're also application administrator in Nextcloud, and you want to set up the connection, the integration, the first thing that you do is you put in the URL of the other system, right? And you want to know if you put, or you should get some feedback if the URL is valid. Let's say you're in Nextcloud, you want to know that Open Project is actually responding. Open Project is responding in the necessary version. We don't have that. We don't expose that information. You want to know if the setup is complete. That's more about the other way. Like, let's say from Open Project, you want to connect to Nextcloud. Of course, we also want to know if our extension is installed. So would be great if you have an API endpoint that gives you information and saying, it's not installed, so the validation of the URL is failing. There's something that is very, very useful for the administrators to get a relevant feedback for why things is not working. Because if you just put in a URL, you don't have any idea why it's not working. You need to get feedback. And this is something I think every core developer should think of as providing as a super nice candy for developers. Another one that's a topic. So we were working a lot of with OAuth and setting up OAuth. I don't know if you know what it has. Basically a lot of fears, like a secret and an ID. It has the redirect URL and so on and so on. And if you are a hoster or a tester, you would like to script that stuff. So you would like to have an API to set this stuff up. And it's great if you provide an API for setting up OAuth. Also, if you have an API, you can do stuff like having one button in some setting and say, disconnect the integration all over the place. Delete it. I want to start again. I screwed up. I don't know what's going on. I screwed up. So for this you need a API so that you can do this. And if you actually delete a OAuth connection, then please also make sure that the tokens are deleted, right? So that was something that we discovered with Nextcloud, that the tokens were still around for quite some time. And the good thing is it came up and we could provide tickets and these things could get solved. That's also another one, nice one. Just imagine you do the OAuth connection, so there's one user Nextcloud and connects as the user in an open project, and that user happens to be admin in open project. Suddenly the access as an admin comes to Nextcloud. So there's a lot of powers. You can create projects, you can delete users, and maybe for the integration that is not needed, and vice versa. Like the open project might not need complete administrator rights on Nextcloud. So that's like opening the surface for attacks, or the opening for problems to vulnerabilities by a lot. And I think open project and Nextcloud, we could do better in having scoped OAuth access control. So that you don't allow creating or deleting projects, or that you don't allow deleting users and so on. So limiting just for the user scope actions. We can do better. We'll come. Also, what is nice, what I really enjoyed about working with Nextcloud is that they provide a design system. They have front-end components and that allowed us to have more consistent UI that look and feel like Nextcloud, and also increased the development speed for us. At Open Project, we also are working on a design system and UI components, so if you want to have a talk, listen to a talk about this. Parimal, where are you? Tomorrow, same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Have fun. Then also what is really handy for developers that develop integrations for your system is if you have containerized development environments already at hand, so that it's easier to check out your code with the latest supported versions. For example, Nextcloud has multiple versions you need to support, you need to check, you want to find out if it's still working. And of course, the current main branch to see what is actually changing in the main branch. Is my code still live or is it already dying? So it's really nice to have, for example, Docker Compose files that help you setting up and lower the barrier to get started in developing an integration for your application. Yeah, also as a bonus on this, if you can provide examples how to set up your CI quickly so that you don't need to fiddle around with that. If you just have good standard practices, how to have CI running with that and that core image and with the plugin, that would be also very, very, very handy for developers to have. I think we could sneak into other integrations and we could see how they did it as in Nextcloud. So it wasn't such a big trouble, but if you have a good example, that is really, really helpful. Yeah, so with all these small like spots of lessons learned that we have had in the last year, I just want to send you home, let it sink in, and just remember, integrated, we're stronger. Thank you.
Minutes pop questions?
Not the second one.
So any questions?
Yeah. I didn't quite follow why you've got multiple versions of Nextcloud. How come you need to deal with different installations? This is for a generic product.
So the question is why we need to deal with multiple Nextcloud versions. I think Nextcloud has multiple versions in production, like supported. So it's like, I think 23, 24, 25, maybe 22 still. I'm not sure. And they have different code. And but we just provide one currently. We just provide one piece of code that is the Nextcloud app, our Nextcloud app. And we don't want to provide three different ones. So we want to make sure that in that app, all versions are supported. It's different for Open Project. Open Project always has just one running, one up-to-date version. So you'd always need to update to the latest version, unless you want to get into trouble. So this is why you need multiple versions. More questions? Okay. Thank you. Ben.
Yeah, maybe not a question, but rather a comment. I want to add on to this that I think declarative configuration is always better than scripting. So if it's possible in the application, for example, to provide OAuth configuration statically instead of via a script, I think that's always better. Because it allows you to basically do stateless deploys of your applications, including the whole OAuth context.
Yeah, so the comment was just if you can provide it as a, let's say, a YAML file or something like this, a declaration, it's better than to have an API. I'm not so sure about OAuth in that moment, because then you would need to have a center when you set up both systems at the same time. You wouldn't need to have a center that decides on the OAuth client ID and client secret and make it configurable from a center. If these IDs and secrets there get actually generated by the applications itself, because they get updated, and maybe your center is not getting updated, maybe you create just a vulnerability here, right? So we were discussing this forth and back, but we believe that, you know, Nextcloud and Open Project, they continuously update, and maybe some central distribution software might not get touched in 3 years, and then it's outdated, and the algorithms are not secure anymore, or whatever. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe you talked about it, or I probably was not listening. I think you mentioned files as an example for the actual what is integrated between both systems. Was the scope broader than that, or was it primarily that? And was there any discussion, because there could multiple things that could be integrated in a sense, right?
This integration basically focuses on files and folders, right? So because you want to, it's about integrating digital assets into work packages, right? So you have these links. So that's the example I chose. Actually, it would be interesting to have some standards also for API standards. Why not? Let's say every system has users. Why does a user need to be represented different in every system? Why can't we have a standard on that, or the avatar, or, you know, it's like there's stuff for permissions. Why can't we have permission standard somehow for all open source vendors? I don't know. Let's think about it. But I don't see a reason why it needs to be so different. Permissions have been around for so long. Yeah. More questions? Harimal.
Since no one asked a technical question, there was a lovely photo of a pizza. Did you make that yourself?
Yes, that's my pizza.
Oh, lovely pizza.
Pizza Napolitana, Milan style. Okay, thank you very much.